The first Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Mem Bei Sif Katan Aleph, quotes a Sha'al Sechuvah Tzemach Tzedek that discusses a situation where one time the people who sold fish raised the prices because they saw that the Jewish people are very careful to buy fish cover Shabbos, and they understood that even if they raise the prices, they will buy fish. So at that point, the entire community made a decision that no one should buy fish for Shabbos for 2 months. And the question that the Tzemach Tzedek discusses is if it's appropriate to do so, because we're dealing with a situation of covered Shabbos. And he says, absolutely. And the raya that he wants to bring is from our Mishnah here, Masechta Krisis, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah discusses where the prices of kinim, the pairs of birds that were brought for kabbonis, went up in Yerushalayim up to a din hazav, and Rav Shimon Gamliel made a shvua, haman hazor, lo olin halayla, atchiyib bedinrin, that the price will drop drastically. And he went into Besdin, teaches us the Mishnah, and he taught that if a woman has a situation where she had babies 5 times, and she was a zava 5 times, so she's presumably obligated to bring 10 pairs of birds. And he declared that if she brings one pair of birds, she could eat karbonis, and she's not obligated to bring any more karbonis. And says the Mishnah, immediately the price dropped to a quarter of that price. So Rashi, Divrei Maskil Nichnas, explains that even though he was going against the halacha, it was an eis lasis l'Hashem, because he understood that if he won't make this rule, people will stop bringing any kabbonis, and they'll eat kachim in a state in which they may not eat kachim. So says the Tzemach Tzedek, if here we're dealing with a deraisa in our Mishnah, still Rav Shimon Gamliel felt it was okay to make this rule. Certainly, when it comes to eating fish on Shabbos, which is certainly a very nice minute, but nobody could indicate that it's a deraisa, there certainly you could be yoitz to cover Shabbos with other foods, not with fish, and therefore it was most appropriate, says the Tzemach Tzedek, based on our Mishnah, to make this rule not to buy fish for a number of weeks in order for the price of fish to go down. Now, there's an interesting approach. This is Rashi. We quoted Rashi's approach in understanding Rav Shimon Gamliel of our Mishnah. The question that's to be asked is that the Gemara Masech Tebeya, Daf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, says, "Come to Zanayis of Shaladim Ktsumalei Mershana Vayom Kippurim, Mershana Vayoshana." Everything that a person is supposed to earn is prescribed for him during the service you made tshuva. Chutz Maitzah Shabbos Vaitzah Yontif Vaitzah Banavul Dhamatayra, except what he spends for Shabbos Yontif and for sending his children to yeshiva. Shempachas Paichsonloi, if he spends less, his income will be less. Vim Haisav, and he spends more, Masifonloi, his income will increase. So if that's the case, what are we worried? Here we're worried that a person, as Rashi explained, will not buy the birds that they're obligated to buy, and we could end up with a very serious problem. A person eating kachim, a person entering the Beis HaMikdash when they may not. Here, we don't have to worry that people won't buy fish? Because don't people know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back whatever you spend L'Kavod Shabbos? So the Tzemach Tzedek explains that indeed, someone who has the financial ability will spend money L'Kavod Shabbos with the assumption and the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay back whatever he spends. But you have people who have no, who don't have the ability, even though they believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay him back, to spend the money. You can't spend money you don't have. And these people, therefore, will never be able to get fish for Shabbos. And therefore, even though there's a rule that whatever you spend for covered Shabbos, you get back, still, the takana is appropriate. L'Aruch Ner, however, says that there's a different way of understanding the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel. He holds that the Rishonim that hold that Rav Shimon Gamliel held that there's no reason to bring more than one carbon. It wasn't that he made a special rule. So if there's no reason to bring more than one carbon, that's all the halacha requires. You can't compare that to a situation like fish for Shabbos, where it's appropriate to buy fish for Shabbos. And actually, the Chasam Sofer says the same. He says, this understanding of the Tzemach Tzedek only works if we follow the way Rashi explained the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. But the way other Rishonim explained, that according to Shimon Gamliel, there's absolutely no obligation to bring more than one carbon. The comparison is not that great. Moreover, even if you'll follow, says the Chasam Sofer, the opinion of Rashi, says the Chasam Sofer, the comparison is not great either. Because here Rashi is saying, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, I'm making this new rule and that you should only bring one carbon. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel realized that if people will stop bringing any carbon and they'll eat kachim or enter the base of Mikdash, there's a chiyuv karis. Whereas the stakes in not buying or yes buying fish for Shabbos isn't a situation of a chiyuv karis. Having said that, the Chasam Sofer does still say that it's still appropriate to make different rules to avoid people who try to raise the fee very, very significantly for food that's needed for Shabbos. What is considered that the price was raised unfairly? Deli Rabba on the Sefer Tos for Shabbos, quote the Sefer Beis Hillel, that if they were raised by a third, the Raya, that it's a third, is because we always know by a hidden mitzvah, the shear is that you're supposed to spend up to a third more than the true value to be mahad mitzvah. So if the price of fish was raised up to a third, so there's a hidden mitzvah to buy fish L'Kavod Shabbos. If it's more than a third, then it's not a situation of hidden mitzvah, and this rule should be instituted. And the same halacha actually said regarding an esrog, that if the people who sell a srogim raise the prices of a srogim by more than a third, again, there are times in history where at that point they said people shouldn't buy an esrog if the price is so exorbitant. The Paiskim, in continuing to discuss the Shaila, I saw a number of interesting halacha. One is that this halacha only applies in a situation where the price of fish was raised like we explained, because they recognized that people were ready to spend money to buy fish hook on Shabbos. But if the price of the food went up because there's an inflation and the price of food is going up, obviously there is no point in making such a takana. The Shiles of Tshuvas, Beis Yehuda, also says that, let's say the price of fish went up, and because they know that the Jewish customers are ready to spend the money, and they made the rule that nobody should buy fish, so somebody is anxious to have fish, the covered Shabbos, so he sends an Akum to buy fish. Covered Shabbos. So the Shiles of Tshuvas Beis Yehuda says that one should not do that, because we need to break this situation. And if a takana was made, he says very strong words. He says it's considered a chilal Hashem if somebody tries to circumvent a takana that was made by the Rabbanim of the city. Having said that, I did see in the Sefer Yalkut Yosef that if somebody came from a different town, they made up in this town nobody should buy fish because the prices were raised unfairly. But somebody was in a different town and he was there, they have fish at a fair price, and he buys fish and he brings it home, that's permissible. It isn't that takana means that people shouldn't eat fish in Shabbos. Or he says, let's say somebody will have fish in the freezer from before they made this rule in town. Certainly under those circumstances, you could eat that fish that you bought from the other town or that you have in the freezer.